tomorrow and on Saturday, an exciting day for kids involved in band in the Coldwater Schools. It is the annual band festivals. Katie Jewell, director of bands for the Coldwater Schools, joins us on the line to talk about it this morning. And hopefully this delay doesn't disrupt what you guys are preparing for on Friday night and Saturday with the symphonic bands and the concert bands, Katie.
Yeah, I think it should be okay. Our bands are definitely ready to go for a festival, even despite all the snow days we've had. The kids have been working really hard. So we're just going to do some run-throughs today. I mean, assuming we have end up having school, we're going to do some run-throughs today and just prepare the best we can.
Tell us a little bit about the mix of the bands this year for you as far as numbers go and in how it kind of lays out as far as the kids in what kind of classes.
Well, we have two bands in Coldwater. One of them is the concert band. For anyone with previous, instrumental music experience can join. And then we have an audition band, which is our symphonic band. They have to undergo a pretty rigorous audition process in order to make it into that band.
Okay, both will be performing at festivals, symphonic band on Friday night and then the concert band on Saturday, right?
Exactly, yep.
So walk people through a little bit what actually happens at that band festival for those bands. What do you have to actually do?
Well, we perform for a panel of three judges, and each of those judges give us a rating, one being the best, and then two, three, four, going down from there. And then after that, we go into the sight reading room, and we have 5 minutes to prepare a musical selection. And then we sight read it right then and there for a sight reading judge. And then those ratings between the three performance judges and the sight reading judge are kind of all mixed together to get one final rating.
Okay. When you prepare for this with the kids, what do you try to talk to them about mentally to be ready for a festival?
We talk a lot about, obviously we talk about perfecting the music and that kind of thing, but we also talk about what performing does to you when you play, what happens when you get nervous, that kind of stuff, to make sure we have the best performance possible. We had a pre-festival concert last week, which kind of helps us prepare for that too, and it's a really good place to start having that conversation, about what happened last night, when you got nervous, that kind of thing. Like I said, I think the kids are ready. We've done a lot of talking about that kind of stuff.
All right. So give folks, if they're interested in heading over to Three Rivers, the times when they'll be able to see the bands.
Symphonic band plays tomorrow night at 6:20, and then concert band plays Saturday morning at 9:50 a.m.
Okay, so you'll load them up and head them over there. Hopefully the weather will be okay for it, for both of those, and looking forward to it. And folks need to get there a little bit early because they actually shut the door and lock the door when the bands perform, so you can't actually walk in at the last second. You don't want to disrupt anything. All right. Well, good luck with it tomorrow night. We'll see you over there for Symphonic Band, and good luck to the concert band on Saturday as well.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Katie. Oh, by the way, real quick, you've got the pasties soon to be on sale too, right?
Yes, in April they're going to start to be on sale.
Okay, so folks will be looking for that. This is another big fundraiser for the band boosters, so always a great treat.
All
right, great. Thanks, Katie. Katie Jewell, Director of Bands at the Coldwater Community Schools with us this morning as they get ready for their district band festival coming up Friday night for the symphonic band, Saturday for the concert band.